Summer is almost here, you guys, and I'm so excited. I know, like a lot of you, you're planning vacation with your friends and family, and I'm trying to pack light. This is something I've been working on. I have a tendency to overpack, so I'm shopping Macy's for new shoes that I can wear all day with anything and not have to bring 75 different pairs. And I'm also excited to lay out in the sun and own the day with key pieces from Macy's, like new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi skirts. I am ready to relax and look and feel great. So remember, just shop Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to look and feel great.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Looks like someone's having a party.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody. It's the pregame. You know how this works. It's your guys' questions. Erin applies lipstick. Then everyone asks what color the lipstick is. What color is that?
This is a makeup by Mario. And if you know anything about me, you know I love a neutral. This is Nude Glow. I just am trying to dumb down the crap I put on earlier. Let's get to eye patches during our normal show that comes out on Thursday. I'd like to discuss eye patches, so make sure you guys follow up. I know that sounds very exciting.
How about when look how big my hand is. I have big hands anyways, man hands. When influencers do this and they like put their hand behind like, this is my favorite makeup trick, Lumify eye drops. If anyone has eye drops other than Lumify that make your eyes really white, let me know. I've been having some issues in that department, but that's neither here nor there. This is the pregame. We answer your guys' questions. Erin and I take this on a Monday. We look like we've been hit by a truck because that's how the weekend takes over for us. So we're good here. Here we go. This question comes to us from Mira Handsome.
Sure.
Favorite new Taylor Swift song?
I'm so bummed I haven't listened to it. I was going to start today. I've heard it's great. What have you heard?
I listened to a lot of it. I got very invested with the Amazon announcement and the trailer. I was like, all right, I got to get behind what's happening here. It's weird though. Like with Taylor Swift, I like go back and forth. Like sometimes I'm like so into it. Sometimes I'm like, really? I feel like I'm too old to be listening to this. I am really into this album. Are we still
really?
Saying album?
Sure.
I love Vigilante Shit is number one. It's all about like, she says like something like your ex-wife like got the house and the car and she looks good in the Mercedes Benz. Like it's like sassy shit. So I'm into that. And then I'm also into Lavender Haze.
I heard it's a banger.
Really good. And she says she got that. I was like, what is Lavender Haze? It's from Mad Men. It was like a phrase in the 60s. I'm probably screwing this up. About when you're in love, you're just kind of in this euphoric state. So Lavender Haze and Vigilante Shit are my two favorites. Thank you for asking.
Oh, my God. By next week, I'll let you know. I can't wait. Okay. Froggy Jane. Did Kyler Murray listen to Too Much Calm Down podcast before TNF? When it happened, I died. I was like,
loved it.
Oh, he's channeling us. You were there. So yes. Sure, obviously.
The story behind that, if you guys don't know, Kyler Murray is the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. He got sassy with his coach, Cliff Kingsbury. I actually liked it. He showed some emotion, looked like
he was,
you know, actually into it. Sometimes they take shots of him on the sideline. It looks like he'd rather be anywhere but there. But he told his coach to calm the fuck down. And it was great.
Multiple times. Yeah.
Multiple times. Yep. Amy LaRose says best Halloween candy, worst Halloween candy. Did you ever have the trick-or-treating houses where you would go to and they'd give the king-size candy bar?
All the time.
Yep. Rich, rich, rich. So I loved Reese's Pieces. Still do. That's my favorite candy. My least favorite is when they handed out granola bars. Like, I'm not interested on a Halloween night when I don't come back and dump out that pumpkin and have anything healthy in there. I don't need, you know, fruit snacks. Get out of here. Granola bars, get out of here. Anything chocolate, I was all in on.
I just wrote a to-do reminder to myself that we need to get Halloween candy. But I love a Snickers, but I like it after you put it in the freezer. I love a hard Snickers, try to break your teeth, great. And I love an Almond Joy. Worst Halloween candy, like a Nestle Crunch. No offense to Nestle. I'd love to do an ad for you guys, but I'm just not a Nestle Crunch gal. It's like anticlimactic, you know?
Speaking of Halloween candy, one year, and I'll talk about it actually on the full length podcast, you do not want to know what I gave out at Halloween because I forgot to go get candy. And so then the first doorbell rang and I was like, shit, it's Halloween. You're going to be like, Carissa, what are we doing? Going around the house, just grabbing things. Okay, we'll talk about it in length about my Halloween ineptitude. Okay.
I love that. Okay, next Daniel Klee, favorite past Halloween costume. What was yours?
Ooh. I've been everyone from The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy, Glenda the Good Witch, the Tin Man. Oh man, I rocked that thing. Scott Thompson, my dad, he would help me make the costumes. My mom would sew the outfits. It was a family affair. There's no place like home.
That is great.
I'll get the pictures of it.
Oh my God, please do. I think one year I was a great, but I don't know if I told this story. I wore a purple leotard and we blew up purple balloons and safety pinned them all to my body and painted my arms and my face purple and did purple like hair dye. And then my mom put a little stem on my head, but it was so like the movie Mean Girls where Lindsay Lohan walks in with this crazy scary outfit. Mine wasn't scary, but I was part of a Fruit of a Loom ad and all the girls in high school were like sluts and I was like the nerd that was a grape and it was like what am I doing, like why did I think this is funny? Anyways,
slutty nurse, and now we have what's eating Gilbert Grape, her leotard, that's what's eating it. Oh my God. All right, is it too early to start watching The Holiday? This is from Peepsabot.
Never. May do it later today.
Exactly. That actually sounds like a great idea. Get your jammies out. The Holiday is never too early to start watching that. And it's never too early to start watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I will watch that shit in July. I love it. She's asking the favorite character in The Holiday. Aaron and I love the scene when Cameron Diaz is in the grocery store, the cute little market, and she's and the cashier says, looks like someone's having a party. We love that scene. Gets us every time.
Yeah. I also do love when Kate Winslet is like running around her new rich house that Cameron Diaz owns. And she's just like opening all the doors and like seeing all the different rooms. So fabulous. Megan O'Connell is asking what your ultimate girls trip destination is. I would say that house in The Holiday so we can make Christmas Eve fettuccine. I don't know. I really want to go with you and Kelly to Cabo very badly. In fact, I was wondering if you guys would like to go today.
Available. Grab the passport. Yes, I would say that anywhere warm where we can just have a margarita or sit in the pool and order drinks in the pool is always a good time. And then it's that thing, and I'd love to hear your guys' stories, when you go on a girls' trip and then you've been drinking all day and you're like, oh, should we like get our shit together, take a shower, or should we just stay in our pajamas and order room service? It's like a great moment where you don't have to worry about being cute. Those are the best trips for me. More in detail about all these things on our full-length podcast. Join us Thursday. Love you all. Thank you for submitting great questions. We adore you.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at highfivecasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.